Well, we are going to start out Martin Luther King Day with a special breakfast, the King Legacy Awards Breakfast, that begins at 8 a.m. It's a sold-out event, but we're presenting it in collaboration with the MLK Coalition, and we're honoring three youth and adult recipients who represent King's legacy continuing today. Immediately following, we'll have a march that begins right outside the Freedom Center at 10:30, and we'll head up eventually to Music Hall. If you're not participating in the march, we'd love to have you back at the Freedom Center. When we open starting at 11 a.m., we'll have free admission all day thanks to PNC, our sponsor. We will have special activities, including live exhibit interpreters, and we'll have hands-on stations, including our Civil War encampment and our cotton gin station.
And it seems quite appropriate that Dr. King's birthday celebration is taking place on the same day that President Barack Obama will be inaugurated for his second term.
Yes, it really feels like a convergence of a lot of special occasions. And this is also the 30th anniversary of Martin Luther King Day. And I think that the inauguration of President Obama represents part of this legacy that we're celebrating in our breakfast, that we're celebrating even in an exhibit we have on the Emancipation Proclamation. And it, you know, we can think about where we've been in history and recognize how far we come, and then also we can think about where we need to go.
In addition to the special events today, you're featuring a new exhibit called Women Hold Up Half the Sky. How does that theme tie in with the MLK Day celebration?
Well, Women Hold Up Half the Sky is a special exhibition that tells the stories of women from around the globe who are changing their lives through education, economics, and self-determination. And the way that that ties in, first and foremost, is it shows courageous women around the world. And we talk a lot about courage at the Freedom Center, courage of our conductors on the Underground Railroad, and also the courage of Martin Luther King. It really ties together, and it's individuals who are really going above and beyond to make a difference, either for themselves or for an entire population.
What do you think Dr. King's impression of how far we've come would be, and how much work is left to be done?
I think Dr. King was a very positive individual, and so I think he'd be really proud of how far we have come. But I think that he would recognize that there is still a lot of work to be done, and that's not just thinking about racial reconciliation, that's economic opportunities for all individuals, opportunities for women. And I think if he were here today, he'd be inspiring us all to continue to take courageous steps for freedom for people around the world. And his good friend and one of his inspirations, Reverend Fred Shuttlesworth, will be honoring at our International Freedom Conductors Award Gala on March 2nd. And we'll also be honoring Nicholas Kristof, who is a freedom fighter from today, from the New York Times. He created the Women Hold Up Half the Sky exhibition, and it shows a continuum of leaders fighting for the civil rights of people, going back to the Underground Railroad, to the civil rights movement, all the way through to today.
You can find out how to get more information about MLK Day events at the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center on our website at wnku.org under regional news. Natalie Hastings, thank you.
Thank you so much.